morning, Amanda.
Good morning, David.
Happy Thanksgiving to
hey,
you.
Hey, thanks. Same to you.
Well, independent films. It is a hallmark of what happens at art houses like the Michigan
Absolutely.
Theater. And it is that time of year to start celebrating independent film.
You know, I feel like there's a 20 to 30 different road to the Oscars kickoffs. You know, award season is starting. And, you know, you hear that time and time again.
Certainly all the campaigns are getting underway.
Oh, absolutely, you know it. But there's the Film Independent, the Independent Spirit Awards, the nominations were just announced yesterday. And that sort of seems to me like the actual unofficial kickoff to the Oscars because the awards ceremony takes place the day before the Academy Awards ceremony. So some of the more interesting things about the Independent Spirit Awards, there's a lot of blockbusters that are nominated, and I did a little research on
how does that qualify?
What does independent mean? Well, the nominating committee for the Independent Spirit Award has the following guidelines to make their selections: uniqueness of vision, original provocative subject matter, percentage of financing from independent sources, economy of means, which we'll come back to. And films that are made with an economy of means and are fully financed by a studio or an indie studio division may still be considered independent if the subject matter is original and provocative.
It all sounds very subjective.
It does. Well, that's sure.
It sounds like almost everything could qualify.
Absolutely. Well, they do have a cap. The cap for economy of means, films made with lower budgets up to $20 million. And it's kind of bananas to think that $20 million is considered a low-budget film.
Yeah.
But, oh, well, sure, when you look at these things that have, you know, a $100 million budget with, you know, giant special effects and, you know, cast of thousands and they got to pay these people. Yes, there are films that have giant budgets.
So Hunger Games is not going to be included.
Absolutely not. Definitely not. But 12 Years a Slave received the most nominations. It led the field with 7 nominations.
So they made that for under $20 million.
Well, maybe. So a couple of budgets have been reported, $21 or $22 million. But the distributor says, Fox Searchlight is the distributor, and they say the budget is below $20 million. So it was eligible.
All right.
So we'll see. Nebraska, which is coming to the Michigan Theater in December, has a budget of $13 million. So
that's the movie with Bruce Dern.
Yes, Bruce Dern, Will Forte, June Squibb. Bruce Dern was the Best Actor Award winner at the Cannes Film Festival. Mm-hmm. It's getting great buzz already. So that, you know, that came in at $13 million. All Is Lost, the Robert Redford solo vehicle, that had a budget of only $9 million, but it's literally only got one guy in it.
And he got 8.
That's right. Exactly. You know, and you would think the special effects budget would have been higher, but it's only a 32-page script.
Right.
He doesn't
it's
say
all facial
anything.
Expressions.
Exactly. So, you know, grimaces at the sun, you know. I just think it's very interesting, these nominations of these films that really do have some significant funding behind them. You know, the best feature film nominees were 12 Years a Slave, All Is Lost, Nebraska, and Frances Ha, which played at the Michigan earlier this year, and Inside Llewyn Davis. So those all are falling under that $20 million budget. You know, Blue Jasmine, Woody Allen's latest film, was nominated for Best Screenplay.
That was under $20
million? Yeah, I think it was 17. So it's got, I mean, they're pretty close up there.
It is cheaper to make movies in Europe than it is in New York.
I just read a great article about that, too, in Entertainment Weekly, about all the films that are shooting in England now. England is the new Vancouver.
Gotcha.
As far as, you know, cheaper places to shoot your films. And they do have some, you know, they have the John Cassavetes Award at the Independent Spirit Awards, given to the best feature made for under $500,000. So they are, they're giving awards to super small, $500,000, that'd probably be considered a micro-budget film,
right,
under $1 million. And we've played some of those at Cinetopia. Two of the films nominated were Pit Stop and This Is Martin Bonner, Computer Chess, which is a film that Brian Hunter, our program manager, really loves, as well as a couple other films, Crystal Fairy and Museum Hours. So those, they are awarding those lower-budget films, but really, it's got, I don't know. It's a little disingenuous, I guess.
Yeah, it's a little less independent than
right.
one might think.
Exactly. It's not. And yes, you can submit your film, but
thus the Independent Spirit.
Independent
Award.
Spirit. Exactly. You're on to this, I think. I think we've got them figured
well,
out.
You know, it's Hollywood. It's all a lie.
Uh-huh. Right? Uh-huh. Smoke and mirrors.
Well, we are going to have some extra time, most of us, over the coming days,
yes.
Through the holiday weekend, and perhaps part of that could be spent at movies. Anything good coming out?
Oh, yeah. There's a couple films that are kind of looking hot for the weekend, one of which is opening at the Multiplex, Frozen, which is an animated film suitable for the entire family. It's voiced by Kristen Bell and Idina Menzel. Josh Gad is one of the characters in the film. Anna teams up with a mountain man and his sidekick reindeer on an epic journey to find Anna's sister, Elsa the Snow Queen. So yeah. I know that one of our staff members has a 4-year-old daughter, and she is just so geeked about it. So it's going to be it's the family film of the holiday season,
right.
Coming out right now. And then down at the Michigan today, Frozen opens today.
Okay.
Wednesday, November 27th. Philomena opens today down at the Michigan. I think we spoke about it a little bit last week. But since it's opening today, we can talk about it again.
It's Judy Dench.
Yeah.
That's all you need to say.
Judy Dench is in it. Oh, well, in that case, I'll be there.
Right.
Steve Coogan's in it, too. And everyone's saying this is his star turn. You know, he's a little smarmy, but this is, kind of...
In a good way.
Yes. Well, in that sort of British, I'm smarter than you way yeah. that he's certainly cultivated that. But Philomena is the story of a political journalist played by Steve Coogan. And Steve Coogan also co-wrote the film. He's working on a story about a woman's search for her son who was forcibly taken away from her decades ago when she was living in Ireland and became pregnant, forced to live in a convent. And she's searching for her son. The journey takes them from England back to Ireland to the United States, and it's getting great response. I feel like Entertainment Weekly just gave it an A or an A-,
which they rarely do.
That's true. I mean, you know, they'll give a lot of B pluses, but to get an A is kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
I know that a lot of people are talking about this film and talking about Judy Dench as an Oscar nominee. You know, it's always all about the Oscars in our world. So come on down to see that. It opens today at the Michigan.
That's going to be great. And of course, the one thing we know about Thanksgiving, it used to be that Christmas season started the day after. They're not even waiting anymore.
No. November 1st is the beginning of the Christmas season.
Yeah. Black Friday is
right.
Friday.
Yeah.
Apparently Gray Thursday is Thanksgiving
yep.
Day.
Yeah.
But in any case, that means it's also movies of the season as well.
Oh, yes. I think the nice thing about working at a movie theater at this time of year, this, you know, post or right pre today, but post Thanksgiving, before you get too far into the season, is people aren't burned out on that holiday stuff. So we're going to overload you with festive holiday programming this weekend. So first of all, on Black Friday, skip the lines, you know, or dad, come on down and let mom do the shopping. We're showing...
or vice versa.
Sure. Gender stereotypes. Throw them out the window. We're showing some Warner Brothers short cartoons. Bugs Bunny and all of his buddies, Daffy Duck, Porky Pig. They're all going to be down at the Michigan Theater. The show starts at 11:30 a.m., which
great.
Is perfect popcorn and soda time when you're 8 years old. It seems a little naughty.
I was never huge into cartoons,
really?
But I like it much better than shopping.
Oh, well, sure. Fair
so,
enough.
You know,
yeah.
I'd be there.
Well, or, you know, if you get up at 5 in the morning to be at, you know, one of your big box stores. Well, granted, they open at 8 o'clock on Thursday. But you'll be shopped out by then. Come to the Michigan Theater. It's dark and cozy. You
right.
can take a little snooze and refresh for your second round of shopping.
And we have A Christmas Story, of course.
Yes, A Christmas Story is playing on Sunday at 1:30 p.m., and it's free. It's the kickoff to our Holiday Classic Film Series, which we do every year with support from the State Street Area Association, and we're able to just do free admission. So again, A Christmas Story, you'll see it on TV later in the season, but now's a good time to come and see it on the big
screen. One of those
screen.
Ones I think most of us were probably first exposed to by seeing it on television.
Absolutely.
But to see it on the huge screen
would be
amazing.
Oh, it's awesome. It's yeah. awesome. And then on Saturday night, this is kind of a big deal. We are bringing back our sing-along version of White Christmas.
You going to be on stage singing?
I am going to be on stage singing. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
I definitely am. I have a saucy Santa's helper outfit that I'll be wearing.
Right.
Leading some caroling, actually, before the screening. But yeah, Bing Crosby, Danny Kaye, Rosemary Clooney, all, you know, these brilliant Hollywood actors from the 40s and 50s, kick off your holiday season. We'll have goodie bags. We'll have on-screen lyrics. And it's an awesome way to kick off the holiday season. That's on Saturday at 8 p.m. So even if you're going to the U of M OSU game, you can still come. You could still come to White Christmas, David.
Well, we will see.
Think about it. Think about it.
Nobody wants to hear me sing.
That's okay.
But I might observe you.
Well, Saucy Santa's helper. Come on down.
By the way, not that you care one way or the other, give me a prediction on the Ohio State-Michigan game.
I don't have any clue. Do you want to talk about Miss America? That's more my thing.
Okay. In the beauty pageant that is football, we'll just say Ohio State's going
to
win.
I think that's probably safe to say.
Well, I certainly wish you a happy holiday, and
thank
I hope you,
you
enjoy the rest of your weekend. Enjoy singing on stage.
Oh, I totally will.
That's 8 o'clock on Saturday, November 30th, mm-hmm. a sing-along White Christmas at the historic Michigan Theater. Why don't you think about going down and checking it out and having a good time with all your friends and family. Thank you so much, Amanda Bynum.
Thank you for
we'll
having me.
We'll see you soon. For Amanda Bynum, I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to a special Wednesday holiday edition of Cinema Chat. You hear it only on 89.1 WEMU.